The Average Network takes you to the President's Vacation Hideaway in sunny Crawford, Texas. Let us join the President, the Vice President, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the Attorney General, and Walter the Wonder Horse on the lawn for a showdown in Crawford. Episode 19 of The Adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World.
It's always those independents holding things up. I suppose next he'll want to do the weather.
Stay under the umbrella, Master.
Yeah, thank you, Donald.
Okay, howdy. This year's my ranch. I got me a statement, then we'll take a few questions, as long as you don't upset nobody. For them of you smart alecks think we never do nothing nice, we gonna liberate Libreria.
We got over 70 troops there now. By the end of next week, we's gonna have over 200 troops in place. Now that old Chuck Heston's gone.
Charles Taylor, sir. Charlton Heston, NRA, Ben Hur.
Yeah, right. We's going to draw these here troops from Afghanistan on account of everything's pretty good there. Old Abdul Bortzoy.
Hamid Karzai.
Yeah, him. He's got everything under control and don't need no help no matter what he says. We come another step closer to rounding up the cayuses what started the war with Saddam and us. Today, General Sancho Panza announced the capture without incident of 14-year-old Ibrahim Mulwaki on charges of possession of Iraq weapons of mass destruction. We also found a couple of really old Iraqis. One guy's like 103, his wife's 97. We given them to the Bad Gag Museum. That'll help make up for some of the old stuff we lost. We a lot closer to smoking out old Ulama bin Saddam on account of he keeps making prank phone calls to Tom Ridge at all hours. Today, we're going to give a contract to design and build an anti-terrorist heavy bomber to Northrop Grumman. And no, we ain't doing it on account of Jim Roach, the Air Force Secretary, used to be their CEO. We're giving Cargill a contract to rebuild anything we ain't already given a contract to, and we ain't doing it on account of my dad's on their board. Just a coincidence. We gonna enforce Patriot 2 and 3, too, on account of Congress won't. Pretty soon you sidewinders gonna find yourselves in the hooscow. You write stuff we don't like. And that goes for you so-called electronic journalists, too. Well, I ain't forgotten you got folks all riled up over our FCC deregulation. Scared my beloved American people. Hurt Mike Powell's feelings. Huh, Colin?
The poor lad was devastated. He had to take a month in Cancun on Rupert Murdoch's gold card to recover.
Well, I'm also getting a little chafed when y'all talk about this here Bush effect. It ain't true the stock market all us drops when I speak. That was Dad. Now, I suppose you low-down claim jumpers got y'all some questions. Spread 'em around.
Me,
could you give us more details on this alleged weapons master, Ibrahim Mulwaki?
Some of our brave thought police, security forces, found him in his bedroom, building a model of a B-29, the Enola Gay. It dropped the Hiroshima bomb, you know.
A 14-year-old building a model? What sort of model?
A plastic scale model with tiny plastic bombs.
Sir, millions of American kids have built models of the Enola Gay since 1945. I might have. Are we going to have to arrest all of them, too?
We's looking into it, by gobs.
Secretary Powell, Marcus Aurelius Poodleflaster of the Treakley Standard. Sir, one of your pseudo-liberal traitorous State Department phonies actually had the guts to admit that North Korea's Kim Jong-il is a drunken tyrant, and you bleeding hearts are castigating the poor man.
Is there a question there?
Not really. I just thought it'd be fun to insult you. I suppose I could ask why you think you need to defend a fat, drunken foreigner.
Well, we are attempting to negotiate with the man. It seems a bit of inappropriate talking peace while publicly insulting someone, doesn't it?
I don't care. The Treakley Standard is simply superior to anything and everything, and we like to remind you while in the presence of our neocon mentors.
I beg your pardon. Who? His mentors. He means Rumsfeld and I. Tucker and the gang are fond of us, and Paul and little Dicky Pearl.
Are they all vampires, too?
Shh! Not now, Colin.
You clowns ever going to ask some nice questions?
Mr. President, Leighton Krimmel of a Pismo clam, you've nominated Utah Governor Mike Leavitt to replace Christy Todd Whitman as head of the EPA. He's already suggested that we cut down all forests everywhere and replace them with lawns. Is that a sensible plan?
Sure. Them forest things is a waste of space, and they full of weird, ugly animals like big old slugs and weevils and woofs and snakes and stuff. Folks get lost in them. You never heard of nobody getting lost in a lawn, have you? Only thing we'd have to worry about is spaceships and them crap circles. Them things is spooky. They got one in Iowa, looks like Einstein. Next.
Me!
Over here!
Me!
Over here!
Me!
Me!
Call on me!
Mr. President!
Mr. Ashcroft!
Mr. Ashcroft!
Me!
You, back there, the minority guy.
Ethelbert Guy Jones of the Massapequa Mudslinger. Mr. Attorney General, you're about to embark on a major speaking tour about the Patriot Act. Can you give us a preview, sir?
By gobs, you ever been stung by a dead bee?
Oh, I don't think so, sir.
They can sting you most as bad as a live one. That's why we got to hunt down terroristicals wherever they is. That's my ruling. We's going to interrogate every person in this country if we needs to. And ain't no ambulance chaser going to save them, neither.
Could you define terrorists, sir?
Anybody I don't like, by gobs. You're walking a fine line, son.
Ashcroft, put your gun away, you fool.
Some of them got beards, like Wolf Blitzer.
Ashcroft?
Master, your umbrella.
Ah, thank you, Rumsfeld. Have any of you, creatures, any further questions?
Blair Allzuby of the Waukegan Advertiser, sir. Is Attorney General Ashcroft going to shoot us?
Of course not. At least, I trust not.
Yeah, all right. You better watch it, though. I need me some rub of the brush, you bunch of helots.
There. He's gone. He can't hurt you now. His Colts don't have the range. Any other questions? You there, the pleasingly plump gentleman.
Stanford Bosco with the Washington Screamer.
Ah, News Corp. Mr. Vice President, since this pseudo-con boob isn't in charge of anything, I'll ask you. Now that Iraq is turning into a vast West Bank with us as the Israelis, what's next on your list of nations ripe for conquest?
Moi? Conquest? You flatter me.
Mr. Vice President, is it true that you commune with the head of Henry Kissinger in your dank, smelly back cave?
Well, it ain't dank, exactly.
And it is hardly smelly.
Well, actually, Dick.
Really?
Donald, we must sniff into this.
Yes, Master.
Well, I think that about wraps things up.
General Powell, are you leaving the administration?
What utter nonsense. Who wouldn't want to work with this bunch? A vampire and his toady. A gun-toting psychotic prude. Paul Wolfowitz, Carl Rove, a soft Easter egg. Condi, Andy Card, Doug Fife. How could anyone be happier? I shall remain as long as I must.
What about the persistent rumor that you and your son Michael, the FCC chair, will get your own cable channel from Rupert Murdoch if you let him buy all TV everywhere?
I really don't know how these rumors start.
From Murdoch's son.
Well, you can't believe everything you hear, can you?
Secretary Rumsfeld, Quorum Blooper of the news. Mr. Secretary, are you ever going to admit that your plans for Iraq are not adequate even now?
No, I seriously doubt I will.
Mr. President, who are the three stooges in the back?
Well, that's my economic team. Lil Mary and Shirley.
Mo, Larry, and Curly, sir.
Whatever, we gonna make bigger deficits so there'll be more cash money floating around.
If there's more available cash, isn't it worth less?
We know who you are. We know who you work for, bub. That's it. Y'all getting off my land.
What are you planning to do now, sir?
We gonna have another barbecue.
What about leftovers, sir?
We all has trucked the leftovers down to the riverbank. Watch the homeless fight over them. It's kind of Republican fun, you know.
Come, George. That's quite enough. Goodbye, people. Go away.
Sir, will you have my baby?
Against all better judgment, the Average Network has brought you Showdown at Crawford, the 19th episode of the adventures of Huckleberry Bush, President of the Known World. In this episode, the late George MacReady appeared as Count Cheney. The late Dwight Fry was Donald Rumsfeld. The late Walter Brennan appeared as John Ashcroft. The part of George was portrayed by Ethelred the Unready, 9th century King of Britain. Ogner F. Porklebean was Mr. Powell. All other voices were impersonated by the Haile Gabourin Girls' Choral Society of Monte Cristo, Missouri. We now return you to Ramon Raquello and his orchestra at the Pocahocas Township Grange Hall for an evening of pre-digested dance music. Stay tuned!